like the grease man here. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do some mega cuddling today. Mega cuddling. Of course, you know what it was that ruined my first marriage. It was my daddy. Yeah, daddy can flat destroy a marriage. I tell you what. Well, the reason was he'd give me bogus advice. See, what happened was, it was my wedding night, and I was nervous, and I was talking to Daddy about it. He said, what you nervous about, son? I said, well, be honest with you, Daddy, still done told me I was the first one to ever get a slice of that thing. He said, well, then don't worry, you'll tear it up tonight. I said, well, that's just it, Daddy. I'm afraid she may be lying to me. I'm afraid tonight I won't really know totally. I'll be thinking in the back of my mind as we hobble for the first time that somebody had done been there before me, that she might have had another man. He said, well, son, if you suspicious that you ain't the first one, that you think she might have had another man before you, here's how to tell if a woman has ever seen any action. You grab you a lemon. I said, a lemon? What are you talking? He said, believe me, son, it's an old Mississippi trick. You grab you a lemon, cut it in half, a fresh lemon. And when you get her naked, you squeeze that lemon juice all over that thing. And if she squeals, it means a man done been there before. It means a man done broke on through. It means she done been skewered. It means she, I said, I get your point, Father. I get your point. He said, but if you squeeze that acetic lemon juice all over that thing and she don't even bat an eye, then you know that you're going to be the first one. And I said, well, all right. I'll give it a shot, but I don't know. So our wedding night, you know, the wedding went off fine. I had that lemon hid by the side of the bed. I'm lying in there naked. All of a sudden, here comes Estelle out of the bathroom in her nighty. I said, come on, baby. I'm ready for our first time hobble session. Well, she lies down next to me, leans over to turn out the light. And when she does, I made my move. I snatched up that nighty. I grabbed that lemon. I just squeezed it all over that thing. And I watched for her eyes to scrunch up in pain. I watched for her to squeal, but no, she just looked at me and said, what are you doing? And I did feel kind of ridiculous on my knees, squeezing that lemon over that thing. She said, what the hell are you doing? I finally was, I just broke down. I said, well, I'm sorry, Estelle. I was a little afraid that you was lying to me and that you done did some hobbit to guy before this, and I want to be sure. So Daddy told me to take some lemon juice and squeeze it on that thing, see if you've ever done any hobble before. She said, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Come here, darling. Well, we commenced a hobbling. Imagine my shock and horror when she smiled at me in the middle of the hobbling. She said, you know, for that lemon juice to do its work, you'd have had to squeeze it over my gums.
You laugh so much, your sides will ache, your heart will go fiddle-pad.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Grease Man, DC 101.